Ah! All right. We gotta let the last of Dio fade. You don't cut Dio off mid-song or end a song. It just doesn't happen, especially Rainbow in the Dark, because that's just insanity, right? Oh my god, guys, I have 3 chats going, and it's like, so you're gonna see me doing a lot of this tonight, so we'll try not to let the glasses chain smack into the microphone arm a whole lot. Fash, how you doing? Oh, Fash is off the stream. Whoops. Are you guys hearing me in the chat? It says I'm live. Hopefully I'm still live. Alrighty, so I guess I'm just going to twiddle my thumbs and see if I get a response from everybody. I can check my platforms too. Okay, Shlomo hears me on 88. Hi, Shlomo. Waiting on the other guys. I think I glitched. Fash needs to come back on. Okay. So you, oh, they can hear me over on FTJ. Alrighty. Oh, there's Fash back. Woot. 1 second.
Hello.
There we go. Hey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I think the stream thing glitched, so because I noticed we're only at like 6 minutes into the stream. I'm like, I just walked half an hour of Dio. Like,
gotcha.
So, but yep, they can hear me. I know for sure they can hear me on FTJ and 88. I haven't gotten a response on Odyssey, so I'm checking to make sure that stream is still live over there real quick. So,
it's right, so we're on a new platform.
I know, it's crazy. Just telling everybody, I feel like my head's going to be like a ping pong ball tonight, like I'm at a tennis match. Doing, doing, doing. So let me check my channel page. Yep, it says I'm still up and running on there. So, I'm going to try and click the reset button. Okay, live stream successfully reset over there. So we shall see. Alrighty. So interesting topic tonight. And by interesting, I mean absolutely mind-blowing. Before we dig into that, how you doing, Fash?
I'm doing so-so for a Monday. Feeling a little swimmy-headed. I'm guessing maybe allergies. But we just keep moving forward, though, right? But yeah, so don't mind me if I'm a little cloudy-headed today. But today's topic, it's like a can that just it just keeps overflowing with worms. You don't seem to ever get to the bottom of it.
It's a can that you feel like you open it and it's a black hole.
Yes.
So,
but before we get started, though, I wanted to thank our brother Jewfinder General for bringing this to my attention so that I could bring it to your attention.
Yes, absolutely. This was a really good topic to pick and to cover. I do want to shout everybody out first and foremost.
Yes.
So over on 88, we have so far hanging out with us Otters Ghost 88, Aryan Eagle, Bulldog Breed 88, Kalasha, Joseph D, Kermy, Lynchy, Pipe Dreamer, Shlomo 88, and the Backwoodsman for sure. Whoops. I'm always clicking the wrong button. Dang it. Dag nabbit, Salty. I don't think I missed anybody over there. On Odyssey. I know we had a bunch of people jumping in. Kermy's in there. Bigot Smalls was in there. Kalasha was in there. I think everybody kind of jumped over to say hi and then jumped back to their home places. So we got a handful of people popped in to say hi. And, of course, on FTJ. Ah, FTJ. Looks like we got Buchenwaldo, Bushmaster 6A, Thomas E. Dwyer, Aryan Eagle, Riot Earth, Joseph, Teuton Fritz, Kermy and Whitman. I think I saw JFG pop in earlier. Southern Cross is in. It's weird. Some people show up in the little sidebar, some don't. Vrillis the Illis, Shameless Wiseass. We got a whole bunch of people. I know we actually had some donations already. You guys seriously are the best. I'm going to scroll up and just shout them out. Bushmaster. Yeah, Bushmaster 6A says thank you for the great content. Well, thank you for liking our content. Kalasha, thank you for your great. Absolutely. You guys are amazing. So, I'm not sure, Kermy, if you're still listening in one of the multiple chats you're in, Odyssey is not working. Okay. Let me go back to Odyssey and see if I can reset that. Oh Lord, the life of a streamer. I'm not entirely sure if I can play Odyssey videos when I'm also streaming on Odyssey, but if I'm not actually streaming on Odyssey, that's kind of a moot point. So, yeah, Odyssey is not up for some reason. And I'm not sure how to get it back up midstream. Should we try for it or?
No, I know nothing about any of this stuff.
Because I'd have to end the stream and restart it.
Well, I've got nowhere else to go.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to end the stream fast. Just sit tight right where you're at because you should still stay in our little meeting room here. And I'm going to go live again, okay? So you guys will see me in just a minute. Actually, let me try... Nope, it's still not showing. I'm not sure how to fix that midstream, to be perfectly honest. So, okay. You know what? Let's just go with it. We'll fine tune it and go from there. How about it?
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. So, alrighty. Everybody give me an O slash in the chat if you're still hearing me over on FTJ as well as 88 streams. Alrighty. So I think we're good to go. We've shouted everybody out. And yeah, I think we got everybody. If I missed you, I'm sorry. I'll catch you at the end. So, all right. So tonight, what are we going over, Fash?
Well, tonight we are going to go over the orgs. The Order of Nine Angles will touch upon the Adam Waffen division. We'll see about the Temple of Set, Anton LaVey, the Church of Satan, the Temple of Blood. All this because they seem to have a penchant for infiltrating National Socialism and Fascism. And we know these people have been arrested and they aren't here in an actual white, pro-white capacity. They are here to cause trouble, chaos, and to kill and everything else. So I think it's good that we see who these people are, see what they believe, so we can make sure they're not in our circles.
Yeah. Yeah. Enemies within, you know, it's an ongoing problem. Sadly. Yeah, I had never actually heard of these guys before you brought them to my attention. And absolutely thanks to JFG for pointing this out. What is it? Order of the Nine Angles?
Yes.
I kept reading it as angels when I was first reading it. And I'm
at
like,
first I did too. But I think it has to do with they have like nine rules of Satan and nine satanic sins. For some reason, this number holds something for them.
Yeah. Well, and it's got connections into the Kabbalah, and it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. So we were going to start out with what? LaVey, right?
Right. We go back to LaVey and start at the beginning. Of course, there may have been organizations before LaVey, but he's the most well-known because he started the Church of Satan, despite being a Jew. He claims to be, before then, he claimed to be atheist. Now, apparently, he's a Satanist. But he was born to two Russian Jews.
Yeah, his father was a rabbi, wasn't he?
I believe so. He is quite the liar. Let me tell you, I was reading about him, and everything they came out to be fake, like him talking about how he worked at carnivals. Journalists found that was a lie. He did this. Journalists found that was a lie. He likes to lie, and I think that's obviously a Jew trait because they got to make big stories about everything.
Yeah. So he started Church of Satan in what year? What was that? 66. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, 66. No, he was born Harold Stanton Levy, April 1930, and died July 97. So yes, he founded the Church of Satan. And a Levian Satanism, which I guess is his own strand. They each have their own rules that makes their own version of Satanism. I guess similar to Christianity or, you know, paganism, different sects of the same, kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Although Satanism and paganism are like completely, well, they're supposed to be completely separate. I'm not saying there's not groups out there that don't dabble stupidly, but trust me, we don't like them any better than you guys.
No, well, yeah, I'm not fans of them. So he did write some books. He wrote the Satanic Bible, the Satanic Witch, the Satanic Rituals, the Devil's Notebook, and Satan Speaks. He's released three albums because he's a musician, don't you know?
Of course.
Don't you
he
know?
Is. Don't you know?
He released the Satanic Mass, the Satan Takes a Holiday, which sounds interesting, and Strange Music. If you care to, I did find a link, a YouTube link to one of his albums, if you wanted to.
Oh, God.
To bother to hear any of it.
I don't know about that.
It's up to you. This is from, supposedly from the very first Satanic baptism, which was his first daughter.
Oh, God.
So I don't know if you prefer that or just move on.
Is it at least laughable?
I don't think so, because I don't know what language he's even speaking it in, to be honest.
Let's err on the side of quality. If you want to drop the link in the chats, people can choose for themselves.
Okay. But yeah, I thought it was a bit odd. So his daughter was the first to be baptized. But I always thought, they were supposed to do the opposite of Christianity. So I don't know why they baptize just like Christians do. But I'm not very well versed in Christianity either, though.
Standard Satanism, they kind of do everything but backwards, or they basically copy. I don't want to say copy because it's not like they're obviously nothing like the Christians, but they intentionally try to blaspheme all Christian traditions. So like a black mass is like a mirror image of a regular mass. They just like they change everything to the extreme evil side, if that makes sense. So like the priest performing it has to actually be a priest that was defrocked or basically kicked out of the church for something pretty heinous to technically be able to perform it, so on and so forth. It's really disgusting.
It sounds it. All right, so let's see here. He was in a movie called The Devil's Reign. He was also a technical advisor for that 1975 film. He served as host and narrator for the movie, the 1988-89 movie, Death Scenes. And he's been called the father of Satanism, the Saint Paul of Satanism, and the Black Pope. Just to get that all out there. So we have a little background.
So I'm looking for, I guess it would help if I started another tab so I don't risk. Where was that? Okay. Let me get this up on the screen. Unless there is there anything specific you want link-wise shared on the screen? Because I was just going to
No.
pop on since we're talking about him.
Yes, there he is.
Yeah. I mean, tell me he's not literally just kind of making fun of everything.
LARPing, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
Howard.
Oh,
Get out of
Howard.
there.
Oh, God. 66. Let me tell you, the 60s sound like they were kind of crazy.
They do between all the hippy dippy shit and the free love, but then all the LSD and the acid. It was a hot mess, and I would not have wanted been part of it.
So he started it, and it was kind of an obvious LARP from the beginning. Like he even admitted that at one point, didn't he?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it wasn't serious. It ended up coming out that actually he was only doing it for the money.
Mo
He
shekels, mo shekels.
would do lots of interviews, he'd write articles, anything to bring attention to himself so he can make more money off of it.
Yeah. Typical Jew behavior.
Yes. He did form a group called the Order of the Trapezoid, which became the governing body of the Church of Satan.
Okay. Trying to look. I don't think I have anything saved about them specifically. Oh, there's LaVey. Okay. That's the one I was looking for before. God, he's ugly.
He is, yes, he is. But he somehow managed to have three children.
Are we sure they're all his? Trying to just kind of skim through for. Okay, so you said this was founded in San Francisco.
Yes,
Okay.
which is interesting because the little bit I know of history from there, that was where Harvey Milk, I believe, was a politician, and he happened to be friends with Jim Jones. at the same
Okay.
time. And he would visit Jonestown quite often, and I guess he became very good friends with Jim Jones.
Well, and that video clip I sent you, did you get a chance to watch the whole thing, or did you not get to watch it?
No, I did
Oh,
not. I'm
it
sorry.
okay. No, you're fine. I actually downloaded it so we can play it directly from the streaming thing here. They mention in there that there are a definite ties with Jonestown and the People's Church or whatever the hell they called it. Like that's all tied in together.
And funny enough, too, same time, it was Charlie Manson out and about at that time, too, in California. I don't believe this is all coincidence. Just
Who?
as they had that neighborhood where all the like the singers and the actors all lived, and a bunch of them died. Mama Cass is coming to mind, but I'm sure there were a bunch of them who died living in that neighborhood. So,
Well, and of course, the famous Manson family murders.
yes.
Because those were all like celebrity or celebrity associated people.
Right.
But yeah, it's well, is this where we want to bring up MK Ultra?
Yeah, we could throw
Because
it in there. Let me just say real quick, just so we have more of an idea about this guy. His ideological influences included Nietzsche, Ayn Rand, yes, the Jewess of no, libertarianism. H.L. Mencken and social Darwinism, and he liked to read Ragnar Redbeard's Might is Right. Well,
Oh,
whether
jeez.
that's true or not, I doubt he read much, but who knows? But I'm sorry, so go ahead, go on.
No, I was just going to say, just because we brought up Manson, and it's well known that he was linked in with the MK Ultra project. We've also discovered a lot of connections to MK Ultra with not necessarily specifically the LaVeyan Church of Satan, but what came next. So I just want everybody to keep that in mind. You're all smart people. I'm sure you've all heard of MK Ultra.
Yes, I believe that MK Ultra was it made Charlie believe what he was told happened. I don't think it happened the way that it's presented to us today, though.
Not in the least. So,
Never mind the fact they have the man in prison and he never actually killed anyone. He wasn't even there. Which, I
yeah.
mean, I know he drugged up some other people and stuff, but and I'm not defending Charlie Manson either.
Right.
He's a bit cuckoo, but it's interesting. His
Just a
little
touch.
line there, you look down at me and you see the devil, and you look up at me, you see God, and if you look straight at me, you see yourself. Back when I was younger, I would think that was edgy, but now it's like, no, not really.
Yeah, I always thought that kind of stuff just didn't make sense to me. I was that kid that was like, if it doesn't make sense, if there's too many plot holes, I'm not interested.
Right. Yeah, so we know that MK Ultra was the drug testing, the LSD, the mind games with, like we said, with the last stream, those girls who disassociated because the cops had really messed with their brains. So we know that they've done this in multiple times. We know they've done a lot of experimenting with it. Started in Canada, I believe,
Oh,
and then
really?
yeah, and then it was moved down here.
Thanks, Canada. No, I'm kidding. I love our maple waffles.
Oh, and to gain higher levels of initiation within the Church of Satan, yes, you did have to pay your way in.
Of course.
Much like was it the Mormons? No, Christian Scientist. No, who is it? You got to
Science,
pay your way.
Scientology. Scientology.
Scientology. Yes, you got to
Well,
pay your way up.
you got to pay, period, with Scientology. It's all about sucking money out of their, I don't know even if we call them congregants, because it, I mean, they're talk about fucked up organizations. They're really messed up as well.
They are. I recently see they've become the butt of the joke on YouTube with these kids running like into their buildings and video recording them when they're not allowed to.
Well, this is a pattern that you will see starting with any second and into third generation after a new branch of some religious structure starts. So most notably, you saw that. So back in the late 60s, 70s, when like the Hare Krishna movement got big, you had all the white people that, you know, joined that movement, and they settled in and are living their sort of granola munching life. And then their kids are born and eventually grow up and are like, yeah, whatever. And they kind of mock it, make fun of it. Like, we see this a lot with these transplanted ideologies. So I think that's kind of what we're seeing with the Scientology.
Yes.
Is you're on your second to even third generation of Scientologists from the original conversions, and they're all like, whatever, this is lame.
It is all a bit freaky with are they the ones who believe that some spaceship is going to come and take them away?
Yeah.
Like the Zapplegate people?
Yeah, never forget, boys and girls, that Scientology is based on the work of L. Ron Hubbard, also known as one of the biggest science fiction writers in modern history.
You see the spaghetti monster? Monster?
No, guy? No. What, Pastafarianism? No, that was actually started as a joke. People just ended up taking it seriously.
Oh, okay.
Because there actually is a real Pastafarian movement, I guess, now, and it's basically just people being stupid. But this flying spaghetti monster was like a joke ripoff version of Cthulhu. The Cthulhu mythos, of course, being written by H.P. Lovecraft, who also hated Jews. I would just like to point that out.
He does make some interesting images, though.
Yeah.
I've seen in some books of his works, and they're very interesting.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I've never read any of H.P. Lovecraft, but I've seen some movie adaptations that were interesting. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Say further note here, in 1980, the FBI actually interviewed Howard in connection with the plot to kill Ted Kennedy.
Okay.
They reported LaVey's interest in the Church of Satan, and it was all financial. So I don't think they took him as, it doesn't seem like they really took him as a threat. If
no.
He walked away and they just thought he was in it for the money.
Yes. I mean, and to all intents and purposes, that is very much what it seems like. He was in it for the money. However, he's a Jew, so I take what he says at face value.
Yes, you just got to be careful, but he's made lies about, oh, his parents were big, famous, rich people, and then you come to find out, no, they're Russian Jew immigrants, and he likes to lie about random stuff.
Yeah. So. Oh, did you? Oh, okay, this came up. Hi, Mr. Schwartzwalder, by the way. He just came into the chat. Do you ever see the South Park episode on Scientology?
Yes, I did.
Apparently, that one, it's actually fairly accurate.
And they try to say that the chef, the nigger on the show, got kicked off. Well, left because of that, but I saw
no,
that
it
he
was
sick or something like that.
He was one of them Muslim niggers. And he got pissed off when they started doing the Super Friends, where they had Muhammad as one of the Super Friends or whatever. It wasn't Super Friends.
Oh, okay.
You know, where it was like, you know, Jesus and Muhammad and this and that and the other. And yeah, that really pissed them off. And
sounds
he was,
right.
He basically was like, he pulled a Cartman. Screw you guys, I'm going home. So.
See what you can get away with when you have a Jew writer.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, if you're a Jew, you can get away with anything. So.
Of course. Let's say Mr. LaVey there did not like rock and roll or metal. And he was supposedly a conservative. I can't get behind anyone who doesn't like rock or metal. Not that I would expect a Jew to have good taste in music, but come on now.
Everything is a. Oh, okay. Nope. I've got a couple people in the chats going, no, he wasn't a Muslim. What am I thinking of then? I think I'm thinking of a different show. My bad, guys. Apparently he was a Scientologist. Apparently they take niggers in too.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame. But no, take them all away in your spaceship, please. I'm not going to argue.
Yes. So yeah, LaVey really just pushed the whole, this is for the shekels. I'm a showman. This is for fun. I guess. But there were people in the movement that took it dead serious.
Yes. Yes. After he died, so his ex-girlfriend took over the church until she stepped down and handed it to a man named Peter Gilmore. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is when the Temple of Set comes into play. When they name these temples, I think they're like sister churches of each other or something along those lines.
Actually, Temple of Set was way earlier.
Oh, see, okay. This was very confusing to try to keep everyone straight.
Okay. Well, do you care if I jump in real quick?
Go, no, please go.
Because this I did dive into a little bit. I kind of got sidetracked into the Temple of Set. Let me share. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. Give me one second, guys. Open in a new tab. Okay. We're going to share this. Because this is where the obvious connection to 09A begins, right? Or where they kind of devolve from. So Temple of Set was actually founded in 75. It was as far back as that. And it was actually started by, make sure this switched over. Okay. This guy right here. This is Michael Aquino. I'm not sure how you say that exactly.
He was a chaplain, by the way.
Oh, was he also a chaplain? Was he
in the military? Yeah.
Because he was also a political scientist, a military officer. He was a Satanist. He joined that organization. He joined LaVey early, worked his way all the way up to basically become LaVey's right-hand man and split off from the Church of Satan because he didn't like how it was all about the shekels. He was trying to do black magic for real.
He wanted the ultraviolence.
Uh-huh. And so he founded the Temple of Set. Something else to really stress to everybody is he was a specialist in psychological warfare for military intelligence and an officer in the U.S. Army. This man was a specialist in psychological warfare. You know, if that doesn't just say pretty much everything you need to know about this guy, I mean, that's why I'm like, you know, MK Ultra, this 1970s, it all kind of ties together.
Yeah, prime time for when we were experimenting uh-huh. on people.
You know, of course, he also had a degree in political science and all this stuff, served with the Green Berets, served in Vietnam specifically through the 70s and 80s. I mean, and you guys can definitely just look him right on up. It's there child molestation allegations in the 80s.
Can you scroll back up for a minute, sister?
Yeah.
I thought I saw the name Goldstein. I think a little bit up.
Golden Gate Further University. Up. No, we're back
hold
at the
on
top.
One second. I thought I saw the name Goldstein.
I think there was a Goldstun, Ston, Goldstun, somewhere, which is probably just an adaptation of Goldstein. Let me scroll back through. Yeah, guy.
Yeah, Goldstun. There it is. Yeah, I apologize. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. But, he even went to Wellsburg in, I think it was in the 80s. Because he had to go do a ritual at Wellsburg Castle where, you know, the evil Nazis were.
Was that where the Sonnenrad was?
Yeah, Wellsburg was the SS castle. Yeah. So yeah, he here was it Clovenhoof. Okay, he actually met LaVey at a screening of Rosemary's Baby, where LaVey gave him a business card. So that's how that got. Yeah, he rejected LaVey's atheism and materialism. Like, he was legit trying to. He thought. Let me switch back to Temple of Seth here. It's such a disaster. It is such a disaster. He really thought that Set, the Egyptian deity Set, came and spoke to him and gave him his message, and it's just like so ridiculous and crazy. Basis
I did
Temple of
find
Seth.
out
Yeah.
Set was the god of deserts, storms, disorder, violence, and foreigners.
It's kind of boiled down to he's like, in modern parlance, he's referred to as like a chaos, a god of chaos. Which really makes sense when you look at the actions of the people that follow him in this organization and others, because that's what they're trying to bring, absolute chaos. He like, this guy flat out describes Setian magic as black magic. I'm like, well, duh. But yeah, Temple of Set was. The reason I kind of wanted to stress that is because, like, they make a big deal about, oh, he split away. LaVey was all just trying to make money. No. Never forget, LaVey is a Jew.
Right.
Was he misdirecting? Was he keeping everybody just going, oh, hey, look at me, I'm just here making shekels? This the typical Jew behavior. Was this guy actually meant to go do this? Was this actually what LaVey wanted? While LaVey's over here drawing attention away from him, this guy's out doing the actual black magic.
And he's doing it as a nonprofit organization out of California. A registered nonprofit
Oh, yeah.
organization out of California. So I think he was kind of in it for the shekels too. Oh, you made donations? Well, we don't have to pay taxes on that. We'll keep them all. So it makes you wonder why the state would have allowed someone, especially a pedophile, to run a nonprofit organization.
I know the pedophilia, the sexual abuse allegations came in like 80s, the mid 80s, 86 or 87. So maybe he got that set up before then. I forget what year specifically. But yeah, if you guys ever hear anything about Temple of Set, anyone talking about it, like, hey, check this out, it don't. It's fucked up. It's straight up Jew bullshit. Dangerous Jew bullshit. Ceremonial black magic kind of bullshit. They rip largely off of Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn and Ordo Templi Orientis, which of course was Crowley. Enough said there. It's yeah. Oh, there's the Order of the Trapezoid. That's where that was referenced. I knew I had seen that somewhere. So anyway, like I said, I just kind of wanted to, like, him, in my opinion, like, the fact that this guy was a specialist in psychological warfare specifically, and the fact that there's these connections potentially to MK Ultra, I'm like, I don't have a chaos board and enough red string to put this all together.
It is a lot to take in. Like I found, so Set killed his brother Osiris, and his wife reassembled his corpse and resurrected him with the help of another goddess, and they conceived their heir Horus. Hey, this is all stuff like. I'm trying to keep it straight like a soap opera here, but it's a lot going on.
It is a lot, a lot. There was a period of time in Egyptian history where they actually considered it like an era of Set, where he killed his brother. Osiris did all that jazz, and he was ruling, and kind of chaos reigned. Even historically, there's periods where they think that this might have been a reflection of something political going on as well. I'm like, I bet you anything, it was the Jews. We know they were there.
Right. Yes, because they were kicked out at some point out of Egypt.
But. Oh my. So, but yeah, it's It's fucked up.
His
Now that I've sidetracked us.
That's all right. It's a happy little path. One of LaVey's daughters named Xena got involved in all this stuff too. I'm not sure if you've come across the name Abraxas Foundation.
No.
Or the Sethian Liberation Movement.
Yeah, I came across that when I was I had hyperlinked over to Xena here because of her association with the Sethian organization.
You know what is interesting?
I didn't get as far as the Abraxas Foundation. What was that?
It was created by her husband. They're an occult fascist, supposedly. And they met in a band called Radio Werewolf. And I found one of their songs. I just thought it was interesting. She did a cover of Nancy Sinatra's These Boots, which sounds very apropos. But I'll drop it in the chats if anyone wants to hear it. I've heard a lot better out of karaoke myself. But I've never heard of the band Radio Werewolf. What I found interesting, though, is I believe that's one of our runes, the Wolf's Angel. They use that. And I believe I've heard that name used by maybe streamers in the past, Radio Werewolf. It sounds very familiar to me.
The Wolf's Angle. Hang on, bringing that up. Oh, yeah, I can just do that here. Show this tab instead. It's not an original rune. This would be what's considered a bind rune, where you combine different runes to create a specific effect.
Okay.
So this is basically a stylized lightning bolt rune, the Sobilo rune, turned on its side with an Issa rune through it, technically.
Gotcha. I just want to throw that out there. It's not much... It isn't part of the story, but I just found that very interesting that his daughters went on to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, she, you know, it's funny. She grew up in, of course, the Church of Satan. Her dad was literally the head of it, but left it in 1990, severed ties with her father and everything, allegedly, apparently, on the surface. And ended up leading the Temple of Set for a while, didn't she?
Yes. And she got into, like, Hinduism. She went off the rails. She got into some wacky stuff.
Tibetan Tantric Buddhism.
I don't even want to, because of that word tantric, I'm afraid to even know. So I'm not going to.
You already have the right idea. We're not going to get into it. It's exactly what you're thinking.
Oh, God. No, thank you. No shit skin, thank you. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. But as far as to continue with LaVey, he was written about in Look Magazine, McCall's, Newsweek, Time, and some men's magazines. I just feel like if anyone took him seriously, none of that would have happened. Back in those days, it just seems very odd that a Satanist, a leader of some church that he just created, he declared 1966 the first year of Satan. It's like, why would anyone take him seriously and put him into all of these magazines, especially McCall's or Look Magazine? I believe those were for like wives, like they were just women's magazines.
McCall's, I know for sure. I'm not as familiar with Look, but McCall's definitely was kind of aimed at women in particular. Of course it was aimed at women. But yeah. Well, because like later on, he was even interviewed. Oh, crap. Was it him or was it Aquino, whatever. One of the both of them were even on like freaking the Oprah Winfrey show early on. Geraldo.
Oh, of course. Of course they were. Of garbage.
That's why I really feel like, you know, LaVey and Satanism, Church of Satan, is the distraction. And Temple of Set was the officially sanctioned offshoot, but like they're pretending that, oh no, he broke away, we broke ties, because it doesn't work either.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right in that sense. No, they stuck together. And I found out a little bit too here about these. Do you remember Satanic Panic?
God, I mean, I've read about it as an adult. All you figure, I was a kid in the 80s, and all I remembered was we weren't allowed to go trick or treating.
Oh, that's horrible. You need to kick ass.
It's the devil's holiday. People are going to put drugs in your candy and razor blades in your apples because they play this game called Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, from what I read, this started because some memoir was published. It was named Michelle Remembers, and okay, they had to take it out of circulation in 1980. Mm. What happened was these guys went into a preschool, and they're using the Wolf's Angel. They went into this preschool, got their lawyers to talk these kids into thinking they were just sexually molested. There were 300 kids. All 300 kids testified against their teacher, saying that yes, they remember being touched, and but it was all bullcrap. So they took out that Michelle Remembers about the case. The trial ran from 1984 to 1990. It was horrible.
I remember that being a thing at one point in my very early teens. So this would have been pre-teens into early teens, so early through mid-90s. The whole repressed memory thing was starting to become very, very controversial.
Right.
So, like, you were hearing on, because my mother listened to all, like, the uber-conservative Christian radio programs and all that. And, you know, they were expounding the horrors of don't take your children to therapists, which, I mean, in hindsight, is definitely not a bad idea. Like, don't, they're all Jews.
Yes.
Because it was coming out that more and more of these so-called repressed memories were actually implanted memories that the psychologist put in these kids' brains.
And that's scary. I brought that up because Zena, his daughter, mm-hmm. Played as a spokesperson for the Church of Satan, and she was able to talk cops out of the Satanic Panic and tried to quell it so that it wouldn't interrupt, you know, her father making money or anything like that.
It just feels a little bit like controlled opposition. Let's create the panic and then have one of our own quell it. Like,
yes.
Fuck.
Not all Satanists are bad.
Not all Satanists. Not all Jews. Yes, all of them. All of them.
So we had the Temple of Set. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. And then there was the Abraxas Foundation. That was more active in the 80s. They promoted Satanism and social Darwinism, which I guess essentially equates to the strong will survive, but not in a positive connotation kind of thing. It's, well, if you get fucked, if you get killed, well, then you weren't meant to continue on.
Yeah, it's like extreme survival of the fittest.
Yes.
Oh, that's where the Wolf's Angle symbol was used. That's right. Okay. So I'm bringing up Abraxas Foundation in the background.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so they were the ones who got really interested in Charlie Manson.
Okay.
And they supposedly had ties to white supremacists and neo-Nazis, and they promoted works of James Mason.
Okay. Okay, the book Siege. Okay. Okay, they were defunct by 92.
Yeah. Okay. But for those who don't know, because I didn't know this, Abraxas is a Gnostic god who represented the union of opposites, like good and evil. Mm-hmm. They had a pre-Christian worldview. It's sort of like, I guess, a tool society, but from the 90s.
Yes, sort of. Abraxas is a really weird thing. What's really funny is, bring that up on screen. So I just got to ask the chat, does any part of this image look familiar? We've all seen it, or a version thereof, in modern marketing.
Oh, Starbucks? That's a good catch.
Yup. Only they make her a pretty mermaid instead. Isn't that just funny?
Shadiness. Shadiness all around.
Yeah, the whole thing with Abraxas, like they like to claim, they claim everything from Gnostic Christianity, which I'm not educated on the Gnostic Christianity aspect. I'm really not. But it doesn't seem like a great fit, honestly. But they also like to claim that it, you know, these texts are taken from the Greco-Roman magical traditions. And the thing is we don't know what those were. We have next to nothing. And it's very, very frustrating because then that bleeds over. It covers both the modern Christian and the modern pagan, you know, like where
Right.
they're tainting and subverting both or trying to. So.
No, I think they were all mixed up. They were anti-democracy, misogynist,
Of course.
fascinated with serial killers and the occultist, Nazism, Norse mythology, praised Manson and Mason, and called for mass murder.
They were everywhere. They were all over the place.
Yeah, they were just again, troublemakers. They try to they'll put in Nazism there, but we know clearly that murder, mass murder, and torture and child abuse is not at all connected with Nazism,
No.
National Socialism, or even fascism.
No. It's really not. Well, because Aquino, whatever, Temple of Set dude, he was also accused of molestation and sexual abuse of children. So what, but so was LaVey. Now I'm getting confused. Too much. It's too much. Basically, both organizations had accusations of pedophilia and kitty diddling.
Yes. But so for this group, Abraxas, it was actually identified by Tom Metzger as being part of the racist movement. I don't know if you know Tom Metzger. He's done some great interviews. He
I've
had a
heard.
newsletter called War, White Aryan Resistance.
Okay.
And they published Mason's book in 1992 that was done by a member named Moynihan.
Okay. Now, was that the Martinet Press or was that a different publishing
No, I
house?
believe that was the Martinet.
So that
I
would have been
believe so.
the fourth edition,
Yes.
basically. Okay. Don't think I have that link saved. Crap. Y'all can look it up. You know how to operate a search engine.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. These are because we know these people. So Keith Stimley, formerly of the group, Institute for Historical Review,
Yeah.
we know Institute for
Yeah.
IHR. They became affiliated with the Abraxas group. That's a bit screwy. So I believe that's a Gurmar Rudolph's group, right?
Okay.
IHR, no, or Mark Weber, possibly. So they became affiliated with the group. I hope this was before it came out, all that they had done. If not, then that's a bit sketchy.
Well, and that it's so hard. I don't want to make accusations, especially because these groups that we're talking about, everything from LaVey and Satanists to Temple of Set to O9A, they are specifically known to infiltrate and subvert. So,
Right, so they could have been that guy, that man, Keith Sternley, could have been one of them to begin with, and
okay.
he's making IHR look bad. That makes sense. I did find that the LaVey described Satanism as just Ayn Rand's philosophy with ceremonies and rituals. Ayn Rand, the Jewess. I just thought that was interesting. So, and no, if you go by libertarianism, you are essentially your own god. You do what makes you happy as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. So I can see LaVey going along with that.
Oh, it's very much, it's all about being selfish. It's the sense of self. When we see this in the modern libertarian political movement, right, where, you know, fuck everybody else. As long as I'm cool, I don't care.
Right.
That's literally boiled down Judaism, which is so polar opposite to the Aryan ideals and National Socialism, where, you know, you work together as a folk.
Yes. Okay, you can see here.
Whoops. Not sure where we're at. Mr. Schwarzwalder used to be a libertarian. Hey, we all have a past. I voted Green Party one time, so I won't hold that against you, dude.
No, I was a conservative. I wrote a letter to Ronald Reagan, and I got one back, and I thought I was the coolest kid on the street.
I think we all probably, at least in our first big election, voted the way our parents did. I know I did. That was kind of a thing.
So yeah.
Like, oh, Mom, Dad know best, right? You know? So yeah, no, I definitely voted for, full disclosure, I voted for George W. the first time. Because I didn't know no better. First time? Second time? I forget. We were told he was the best. I was too young and dumb to know better.
He was gonna save us, though. Bring back jobs, don't you know? Oh, I mean, with Reagan, he was gonna do this trickle down economy. It was gonna save everyone. Yes, an actor from Hollywood. He's gonna save the whole country.
He was gonna trickle down pennies to the dumb working people and save us from drugs, because drugs are bad. Okay. And I mean, admittedly, drugs are bad, but every successful president has a war, and he didn't have a hot war. He had a little bit of the Cold War, so he had to make up a new war, and therefore the war on drugs. Look how desperately Trump's been trying to get a war going.
He's such a joke. He's such a joke. I can't stand the man. It makes me want to spit whenever I see him.
JFG voted for Pat Buchanan in a primary. Still okay with that. Hey, you know, not everybody on, you know, one side or the other is necessarily a bad choice looked at objectively, especially back then. You know, like, it was a different world back then.
No, Buchanan knew what was going on. He knew what the Jews were doing. He may not have been a National Socialist, but he knew exactly what they were doing, causing World War II.
Oh, yeah. That's like, oh, fuck, what was his name? Well, dude with the bit, Ross Perot. You guys all remember Ross Perot?
I do. Was he a third party?
Yes. He actually ran completely independent, and he was unique in that he was one of the only independent candidates, possibly the only, to ever make it up onto the actual debate stage with the two main candidates.
Really?
Yes, because he was filthy fucking rich and had the money to throw around.
And then they never let another one up.
Because he got too close. I'll go figure. He was a Texan.
Oh,
wow. That was what it was. Okay, 92. He ran as an independent in 92 and a third party campaign in 96 as the nominee for the Reform Party, which was like completely grassroots. He was an interesting, I think my dad voted for him, actually. So, but yeah, I don't remember much about him. I remember his big claim to fame was his company or corporation, whatever, they had offices in the Middle East, and I don't even remember where, but there was some sort of big, like, hostage situation where these crazy fucking sand niggers went in and were holding a whole bunch of his employees hostage, basically. And the government kept dicking him around and saying, we can't go in, we can't do this, we can't. So he basically hired his own crew of freaking mercenaries, sent them in, got all his people out alive.
Oh, nice. So,
I often wonder how different things would have been if someone like him would have got in. Kermie said he said you people to a negress asking him a question. Of course they crucified him over that.
Not you people. Oh, how dare he. How dare he.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So, to get to this order of nine angles. Mm-hmm. So, that was thanks to the Colonel Michael Aquino. He was, he formed the Temple of Set, which I believe the Temple of Blood was the violent arm of the Temple of Set, if I understood it correctly.
Okay. That's where I started getting really confused.
Yeah. That's when the Order of Nine Angles came about, I believe. No, for those who don't know, we know that back in 2023, I think it was 2022, the Order of Nine Angles, O9A or ONA, were being arrested. They got themselves into some trouble. Let me see here. I'll pull up. They, 2011... They were sexually assaulting children and false imprisonment. They did time in 2011. Again, rape of a 14-year-old girl. 2019, they had arson attacks against black churches. Think Dylann Roof.
Okay, I remember that, yeah.
Oh, and a paratrooper by the name of Ethan Melzer in... Sky Soldiers. He was assigned to this regiment. He was taking pictures of their bombs, of the guys, everything about his regiment. And in 2020, he was charged with conspiring and attempting to murder military service members and providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. He was charged for leaking classified information, including the unit's location and security. His co-conspirators, which, again, they call themselves an offshoot, but it's part of Order of Nine Angles. It was the Rape Waffen, Nexion. Uh-huh. In 2022, he pleaded guilty to three charges and was sentenced to 45 years in prison. In 2019, Durham Teen, who adheres to the occult Nazism of the ONA. He sought to alter himself in line with their literature. It was found guilty preparing a terrorist attack in addition to the terror offenses. He's charged with sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl, and he was eventually convicted of sexually assaulting five more children. These guys, it is literally, we bring the chaos, and that's how they think they will take over.
Yeah.
Take over the world. Rape, murder. Mm-hmm. They tend to be fans of Muslims because of the way they control themselves with the jihads and all that. Mm-hmm. And these arrests go on. There's a whole bunch of them. And they're not just kids. Like the 34-year-old was charged with the murder of Mohammed Aslam Zafis, who is the caretaker of a local mosque. He had his throat cut out. These guys are just, they're really just all over the place. And it's just kill, 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 rape and murder and bring chaos. And mm-hmm. somehow that's supposed to bring a better world. I'm guessing in their view, not National Socialism, obviously. It's more like Satan's coming, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, I put up that original article on the screen to kind of go back over to kind of flesh that point out, if you're okay with me jumping in here.
Of course, of course.
So this was the article that was originally shared to Fashion, then to me. And it's very well written. Order of the Nine Angles, The Enemy Within. I kind of just want to go over in this first set. Well, there's a preface section, but this is where it really comes to light. So O9A is an esoteric left-hand spiritual path. It is not a group or formal organization. It is an idea. And that's what makes it actually harder to combat. Okay. Cause there's no overarching organization, you know? So the word order in O9A is often misleading. So everything from this point on that I'm going to go over, guys, this is their beliefs, and it's bullshit. It is bullshit. But it is their philosophy. They like to refer to their spiritual beliefs as the numinous way or sinister way, and those two words are not the same. They don't even mean the same thing. Sinister obviously originally meant left-hand path. Now it has obviously very dark negative connotations. Numinous just kind of means spiritual, ethereal, so on and so forth. They believe in magic and dark gods called the Nikala. The Nikala are described as a powerful race that live in a plane called the Acausal. The way the universe is described is as follows. The causal is a plane within the universe, and that's where we exist, the material world. Cause and effect exist on this plane. The acausal is a plane which cause and effect does not exist, and it is that's the plane the Nikala live on. They're basically chaos deities, more or less. Evil chaos deities. And what O9A want to do is build a sort of bridge between the causal and the acausal to let the Nikala reign supreme over our world. Now, I'm sure you've all seen some of those clips of that one Jewish rabbi actually talking about this exact same thing. This is what the Jews believe. Straight up, 100%. This is exactly the fucking same. I've seen that clip. I forgot to download that one, but you can literally just look, like, search on BitChute or wherever, Rabbi something Galaxy. Like, it's right there. I know we're not a big fan of him, but, like, I know Adam Green covered it. A bunch of people have covered this fucking rabbi. But this is their exact teachings, exact Jewish teachings. What they did here was they layered on some vaguely Lovecraftian words. They rename shit, basically. So where there is a flow of a causal energy to the causal is called a nexion. You know, the hippie dippies out in the desert of New Mexico call it a nexus points. Again, same bullshit terminology. Their reasoning is they imagine dark gods willing to help humans evolve into a sort of higher being. No, they're going to eat you. Basically. And they're not gods, they're demons. But this is basic Kabbalah, Jewish. We are not from this plane. We're here to infest and take over your world 101. This is Jewish, start to finish. So the O9A advocate to invoke the return of these beings. The usage of halfway gods they consider dark, such as Saturn. They employ human and other blood magic and sacrificial magic to gain gnosis. Again, it's bullshit. You can't do it with that. But yeah, this is all straight up Jew magic. Everything they expound is Jew magic, 100%. It's messed up. So this is where, I guess, Temple of Blood, you were right. They're a militant type group that follow the O9A beliefs. Little is known about them. You can find a YouTube channel. I don't recommend watching their videos. I did not. I'm not that stupid. But they're very, very, very messed up. Any of the symbology you see, they are pretty much ripping straight out of Golden Dawn sigils, which are ripped straight out of the Kabbalah. Like, you can follow the bunny trail, and it gets, like, hideously complex with lots of different esoteric phrases thrown around. Bottom line, it's all Jewish bullshit. Start to finish. So, I just wanted to specify.
Yeah, it's all kind of fucked up.
How they seem to target loners
Yes.
or people with low
Vulnerable
self-esteem.
people. Yeah. Because I guess they're just easier to brainwash.
Yeah. You've got people out there looking for something to believe in, and they latch onto that. They seem to match people up one on one, and they'll kind of reflect back to the person they're trying to drag in and do that whole, "Hey, you know, I have a shared experience," and they'll kind of model themselves on the best way to subvert that person in the moment. Yeah. Oh, hey, there's school of fish. Hey, school of fish.
And these people, like you said earlier, are infiltrators. They got into the, I don't know if anyone remembers the Autumn Waffen Division, the bowl cut guys. I know they got really screwed over, I believe, because they had plans of doing some stupid shit. Not only them, but the Siege culture, as well as the Sonnenkrieg Division and Patriot Front, and supposedly many Telegram channels too. Now, I wouldn't doubt this. I mean, if they can get by some of these guys in our cause and lead them to believe that they're good for us and they're going to help us, then I see them easily sneaking into a group and being able to act like us. You get what I'm
Some of,
saying?
yeah, well, and in the article, it even says at one point, like, some of them may actually believe they really are fascist. They really are Nazi, and they're not because they didn't understand the fundamental difference between what they are believing and trying to perform and true Aryan National Socialist fascist ideals.
Yes, they. It's just. It's more of a tool for them. NS and fascism. It's just a tool because they've kind of got people in a mindset already, especially against, well, the Jews. So they have an enemy already. But that Temple of Blood was started by a guy named Joshua Caleb Sutter, who was influenced by Order of Nine Angles, and they also influenced a group called 764. So they happened to come around to those guys at all, and know that they're in the same line as Temple of Blood, Temple of Set, Order of Nine Angles, going all the way back to LaVey. And Stutter is an FBI informant. He's a book publisher. And he was a leader of the Aryan Nations in the 2000s. So these people just get in and really get you to think they're one of yours. And I don't think the best course is to become paranoid of everyone.
No. That's what they want. I do believe that is one of the main purposes of the infiltration subversion. They also want us to be paranoid and perform more witch hunts amongst ourselves. It's just another way to divide us. What's the one thing they fear the most is when we work together, when we collectivize, when we are in unity with each other. They don't want that. So this
Right.
is just another way. So yeah, n trust me, we're not telling you guys to go out and do a witch hunt. But that being said, these guys are a very real risk and a very real danger, and we do need to be mindful.
Yes. This guy wanted, the informant wanted whites to become more like jihadists and that we should ally with the Muslims. He was also paid the $140,000 by the FBI for all of his services, for screwing over white men and getting them arrested for things they were probably just, I don't know, tricked into. Not to take agency away from white men, but when they pick particularly like lonely people, I think that's just easier.
Yeah. It's definitely easier. What was I just gonna say? It's been an ADD brain day. And unfortunately, a lot of people coming just first finding National Socialism, finding these groups. I mean, let's face it, we're all pretty isolated in our everyday lives. You know, we don't have big National Socialist or fascist communities that we get to live in and be actual physical neighbors in. So you can see how there's a lot of fertile ground for them to recruit from.
Right. And they're going to come off as probably very confident. They're going to know a lot of big words. Mm-hmm. or make you feel like, hey, you could be, you know, part of the real inside in group. We know what's going on.
Yeah. It's very dangerous. But it's just interesting when you look at their tactics and the things they end up espousing. Like, you know, a lot of them push for kind of anarchy, you know, whether they say it outright or not. Some might, some don't, but like anarchy is very much the antithesis of what National Socialism stands for. Like,
exactly.
No. So like that was kind of my biggest takeaway, because I've really been thinking throughout the past couple of days, well, how do we recognize if we would happen to come across somebody like this? And it's actually kind of easy. I feel like just remember your 14 words, your 88 precepts, your 25 points of National Socialism. Like, remember the core beliefs of our people, and it's easy.
Yes.
Because everything they're going to say is going to be kind of opposite of it.
And just to give you an idea, so Autumn Waffen, they've been arrested for arms trafficking, robbery, money laundering, chemistry, and cybercrime. So, I mean, it's kind of like common sense, too, that if someone's coming up to you and obviously talking to you about something you wouldn't go up to a stranger on the street talking about, well, then don't talk about it here. And these guys, I mean, these guys connect as well as I'm sure 09A with all kinds of groups. That Azov from the Ukraine,
yeah.
Active Club Network, Combat 18, Nordic Resistance, the Russian Imperial Movement, the base. They had a lot of connections. These guys. That's what they need, is they need to bring more into the chaos. Order of Nine Angles needs to bring more into the chaos. Uh-huh. So they're getting in anywhere they can, everywhere they can. And yes. It's just scary, because I don't want to see our guys, our good white men, getting tangled up in this Jewy shit.
Shlomo brings up an interesting point. But Adam often like doing a lot of Fed posting, and you know, that's maybe a real clear sign to look for. If someone is like ridiculous, like we all get a little Fed posty from time to time, even I have my moments, right? But like people that are like obviously really, really going hard on the Fed posting, it's like, why are you doing that? You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, this has been a long line to Temple of Set, Church of Satan. The Temple of Blood, Order of Nine Angles, the Adam Waffen, the Sonnenkrieg Division. I mean, this is all interconnected, and it's scary shit.
Yeah. Here, I popped this one up just so everyone could see their symbol here. One thing that directly jumped out at me looking at this symbol of nine angles. It's 7 points, nine angles. It looks like a Baphomet.
It does.
Like an uber stylized Baphomet. You know, you got your horns at the top, you know, the sort of goat face. And it's like, you know, layer after layer after layer of perversion, subversion, and just fucked up shit.
And I believe it's them who've infiltrated these other groups, these younger groups. The SKD and the Autumn Waffen and that. I believe these guys are the ones who are doing it.
Yeah. And they go so far. Like I made a conscious decision. We're not going to scroll down to the bottom of that original article, right? And
yes.
Show those pictures. I'm not showing those on air. That wasn't a shareable link, so I'm not sure how to share that. Like, I had to open that in my document viewer. But is there a way we can make that available if people want to read it? Okay. Because I think it would be really beneficial if people wanted to read that to be able to read that. And then they can look at the pictures if they want to. I don't ever want to look at them again. They were messed up. Edginess and lack of tact. Yep. Sloma said, it's one thing to train and make propaganda. It's another to publish propaganda with you shooting at targets that look like federal agents and making shitty videos of themselves bombing the FBI and other three-letter spooks. Yeah. You know, there are lines you don't cross. So. Were there any of these other links you wanted me to pop up on the screen or?
No, they were more for just. Okay. Just sharing with people.
Okay. I forgot to put them below the videos. Bad salty, no cookie. So I will share them in the chats now though.
So, yeah, that'll be fine. It's just, I want everyone to be aware of these people and how far back all this goes.
Yeah.
It's been a Jew trick for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, realistically, you can take it even further back than that. You can take it back to, what was it, Sabbatean Frankism. And, what was it, Rabbi Zebedee, it's not Zebedee. I know it's not Zebedee, but my brain wants to say Zebedee Zevi or something like way back in the day. Time period of like the, you know, Crowley, the mid-1800s, Golden Dawn and all that. Like, and realistically, you can follow it even further back than that. I mean, we could follow that bunny trail all the way back to the beginning of Jews, unfortunately. They're just fucked up. They're so fucked up. So, was there anything else you wanted to go over, though, Fash? Or is that pretty much hitting the highlights?
No, that's about it. I'm just getting, I'm going to share the link here for that PDF that Jewfinder was kind enough to share with us.
Okay. I'm trying to drop some of these other links in the chat as we go. How many did I share? Three? I'm not going to bother to share the Wikipedia ones. People can jump on there. More or less themselves, I believe. And that was just for background on the freaking levees, more or less. All right. That's kind of the high points, I think. All righty. I know there was a video I wanted to share with everybody before we jump off here. That Kermy sent to me. Let me share this up. So we'll share this and then we'll hit any final thoughts and say hi and bye to everybody. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
All right. Okay, I did give up.
So now I'm asking those people who found any value in anything that I've done with my retarded show over the last few years, if you want to now be my savior and actually help change the law in the UK, please send a statement telling the court that you understand that the whole context of Psychodriller, Spurgo, Crybaby, fucking Happy, everything was in the name of entertainment, and never once did you ever consider you were being called to do any criminal action or hateful action.
Would it make sense to have a template or?
No. It's got to be your own words. It's got to be your own words. If it's a template, they can just go, oh, we're not even going to look at it.
Right. That works for the Jews when they write the congressmen.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't work for us. Yeah.
Well, no. Technically it would, but to really bring the human into court, We want to, your words are the best. You're not lawyers. You're not writing it in a legal way. It's coming from the layman, the silent majority. Those of you who cannot but want to, well, now you can. Yeah. And that's, it's the human element that is the most important part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got the gist of it is, that it was just right. Entertainment.
Yeah, right. So I can read something to you now. It would go along the lines of, to whom it may concern. I'm writing as a longtime viewer of Psychodriller's online comedy, which features a hyperbolic clown character that satirizes extremist political narratives, including Nazi imagery and far-right media tropes. I've followed his work for X years, and it has always been presented in a clearly absurd, over-the-top style that mocks the media narrative of the far right in modern day. It uses exaggeration and irony to critique how media sensationalizes political extremism using exaggeration and irony to critique how the media sensationalizes political extremism, full stop, not to incite racial hatred. As someone familiar with the tone and context, I and others in the audience understand this persona as comedy, not a genuine endorsement of racism or Nazism. The character's outrageous statements are part of a broader parody similar to shows like Spitting Image, The Day to Day, where the joke is on the absurdity of media and propaganda. No part of this routine encourages violence, discrimination, or hatred. On the contrary, it invites critical thinking about how extremists' views are amplified and caricatured in public discourse. I believe this work falls within the tradition of protected satirical expression in the UK, and that the audience's understanding of its intent should be taken into account. Yours sincerely, full name, contact information, email, and date. Yeah.
That's perfect. We, you know, after this show ends, we need to listen to that and
then put it into your own words.
Yeah.
Yeah. You basically got to say that you comprehend, I believe his work, no part of his routine encourages violence, discrimination, or hatred. On the contrary, it invites critical thinking about how extremist views are amplified and caricatured in public discourse. I mean, this is a tech that I asked Brave AI gave me this. Yeah. What you need to do is just basically listen to that again and then realize that it's more than the political extremism. I've been doing it for years. I've been doing this since 2010. Yeah. So for any of you who are longtime supporters of this Rhodesian retard, like you can put that in. For those of you who are more recent victims of my sardonic style, you can just say say it the way you want. You know what I mean? But basically, you don't even have to give your name and address. You just have to give an email. Just an email. Yeah.
And who do you send it to?
I'll print it off and I'll hand it in if I have to go to court.
Nice. Okay. And that email is to the top of the chat.
Yeah, and it will be in my bundle. You know what I mean? If I go to court, I doubt I'm going to have to go to court.
And when's the deadline? That
I find out on the 11th of next month. So, but like, I will, if I end up with a court date, yeah, I'll come back. I'll be letting somebody know on some platform.
You're muted, sister.
Of course I'm muted, because why wouldn't I be? Why would you actually want to hear me? Okay, you guys definitely give that consideration. If we can help our brother out, then that would be freaking amazing. there's that. I also just want to say, you know, keep in mind, this is potentially like the last week for FTJ, you guys, unless we can get a lot more people signing up for the pro accounts. So, you know, please, if you can at all do that, please consider doing so, so we don't lose FTJ. I really don't want to have to lose FTJ. It is a fantastic place, but I think I hear something going on in the background. I'm going to have to wrap this really quick, you guys. So I'm not even going to go through the whole shout out list tonight. Just going to hit the outro and go, but just know I love you all. I will be back again tomorrow with Fash Bird and Kathleen Dudley. Fash, any final thoughts before I cut it?
White fucking power.
White fucking power. I will see you guys all later.
See ya.
In shadows deep, where truth is chained, lies buried far in all scrolls vain. Fast bird screeches his wings of flame. Unconscious salt, the keeper's name. Its own screen, forgotten lore, echoes of wars behind closed doors. Unveil the light, tear through the veil, the hidden past, a thunderous tale. Flash Academy, rise alert, through the night, the pages burn. Wings of fire, stop the pain, hidden history breaks the chain. Sharp as blades of steel, Fast Bird strikes through the seal. Non-kosher salt, his gaze like frost. He guards the truth, no matter the cost. Through endless halls, the whispers call. Alarms of secrets to end them all. Fast Academy, rise alert. Through the night, the pages burn. Wings of fire, stars of pain. Hidden history breaks the chain. Feather shot as blades of steel. Fast Bird strikes a ruthless steel. None kills his soul, his days like frost. He guards the truth, no matter the cost. Through endless halls, the whispers call. A labyrinth of secrets to end them all. Academy, rise and learn. Truth ignites, the pages burn. Wings of fire, stars of pain. Hidden history breaks the chain. The echoes roar, the pillars quake. The light will fall, the earth will shake.